This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm not going to belabor this. I want to go right to your phone calls. Pastor David Manning's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, Infowars.com. You know, there's all these great stations out there. New listeners tune in every second, so it's important to reintroduce the show. I'm a libertarian Christian. I believe in treating people like I want to be treated. I've studied the elites we have. They have picked up a science called eugenics, which is basically just pure Satanism. And they are really doing bad stuff. And they want to be God. And I realize that there's nowhere to run in this future if we don't fight them. And it doesn't matter, even if it's the Antichrist and all this beast system comes to the fore. I've got to resist it, or I'm working with it. And let me explain something. I don't need to intellectually know that. I feel it spiritually, because I have to even fight not joining it through fear, through passion, through lust. I'm wicked. I can think like they do. I can get into these mindsets. I can channel that energy. And let me tell you, it's bad news. And the world is just given into it by peer pressure. So I just want to say this before we go to calls with Pastor Manning and get his take on it. You can't make a deal with this, folks. And the only safety is in resisting it. The only safety is in that. For those of you that are intimidated by this evil and just keep your heads down and go, hey, I know you're right, but I'm staying out of it, you're already in it. If you choose not to fight this, you've already chosen. There is nobody in the stands on this one. You're on the field. Pastor Manning, do you agree with that statement?
No demilitarized zone is the word, Alex. You're absolutely right. But I think that where maybe a large number of people are is that they just don't have the personal fortitude to stand up and choose to fight. And so they make the wrong choice. It isn't easy to stand up. I heard you say at the top of the your broadcast an hour ago that you're in this even if it costs you your life or if you get arrested. People can't say that. They don't have that strength. Now, they should be able to, but they haven't seen this nation in such a way as that they're willing to go to jail and not be able to call an attorney. They're willing to die for what they believe is right and just for this nation, that people haven't arrived at that point yet. And I that's just where that's at.
You're absolutely right. And it's because of that attitude we lose. They should be afraid of it coming into full power. They should get that it's not selfless and great to fight this. If you really study history, it's all we can do. They've lied to themselves.
Yeah, I think that they believe that somehow or another it's not going to come near them. It's going to, they'll put up with some inconveniences here and there, but it's not as drastic as perhaps it could be. And maybe if they just stick their heads in the sand, it'll pass them over. Nothing could be further from the truth. But that's how they feel about
it. Well, that's it. We're going to break. I promise we're going right back with Sean, Matt, Brandon, Scott, Craig, and others for the final segment with Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning, as we go to break there, I want to ask this in this 1 minute. People think they're going to be passed over by this system. What they need to get is it's all the preparation, the digging in, the webs being woven. All the evil we see now is just the preparation for this, what's coming. And that's what you can feel in your gut, your spirit. You can see it, too. I mean, your take on what I just said.
This is not uncommon. It happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in Rome. It happened with the Greek islands. It happened here in America. Only 17% of the people in America during the time of the Revolution felt there was a need. They felt that they could just get along with King George. And so this is not uncommon. Humanity has not advanced to the point where people are now awake because of what they're eating or drinking. And they recognize we got to stand toe-to-toe against the system. I mean, it just perpetrates itself. But the thing that is consistent, Alex, is that the minority group that does take a stand always wins. They never lose. Never.
You're absolutely right. It's an incredible time to be alive, folks. I mean, get yourself right with God. And then folks know I'm not a preacher, but the more this evil presents itself, the more I just run up underneath God's wing. Because I just... That's the only way I can do this, and Just keep praying for us. We're praying for you as well. We'll be right back with your phone calls with Pastor David Manning. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up after Pastor Manning leaves us, I'm going to play the first place winner from the Make Fun of Hillary contest. I'm going to get to more of the clips from the X-Files. That is just basically classic Alex Jones, just to show the success we're having getting the word out. Thanks to all your support and spreading the word out there. We'll continue with phone calls and hit a bunch of news. El Salvador urges women not to get pregnant till 2018 to combat spread of Zika virus. Isn't that convenient? All these new little loving viruses. Be sure and take all your shots. Brazil had the lowest, one of the lowest breast cancer rates in the world, but now since they accepted glyphosate a decade ago, it's exploded. But the big companies love us. Everything's fine. Let's go to phone calls here from Pastor James David Manning. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up first here? Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just wanted to check in with you guys. Alex, for whatever it's worth, I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller. I'm going back to my buddies making VHS tapes of your show in Austin. I just wanted to send a little bit of health and strength to you guys for your day. I'm a longtime musician, artist, educator in the field of popular culture. I just wanted to say it's great because you guys are giving a representation of a term that I've developed called cultural unification. And I think that this is just such a great vision of it, and it's a great counterattack for every attack that either you face, Alex, or Pastor Manning faces, because it's all about, you know, this whole divide and conquer, which you guys often talk about quite a bit.
Exactly. Instead of fighting over, you know, race or where you're from or all these side issues, which they bring in to exacerbate, there are real issues there. We are unified in, are you for the God of this world or are you for the God of life? I mean, it really does come down to that. That's why they're always attacking real Christians. Not that the churches haven't been taken over and aren't run, most of them. It's still that idea could stop them because we are brothers together and sisters in our ideas of love and liberty. And I think that's what you're getting at, and that we don't want to be spied on, and we want fair taxes, and we want sovereignty, and we want to be treated good, and we don't want to be told our kids belong to the state. Pastor Manning?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All those things, you know, goes right there. But I'm amazed that the Ohio listener, Matt, has been listening to you from the VHS days. That's a long time. That is long-standing loyalty. My hat's off to you, Matt.
That's right. I mean, I got used to, we were just on a few radio stations, but I made films that, you know, a couple a year, and they would go out on VHS tapes. People make copies of them. And,
yeah.
So God bless you, Matt. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Texas. You're on the air with Pastor Manning. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how are y'all today?
Good, just fine, Sean.
It's such a privilege to be speaking with you, Alex, especially a modern-day George Washington is what I would say.
Enough about me. The show's having success. It's dangerous, but I'm no George Washington. Go ahead, though.
Well, to some of us, you are. Just a few quick points. You know, I think you guys are right on just about everything you've discussed. You know, it's funny, you just brought up divide and conquer, and one of the things that this is going to sound like something that's more divisional than bringing people together, but my biggest issue is, you know, when you start to discuss radical Islam or radical Muslims and people that are carrying out some of these horrific events, you know, my perspective is these people aren't even really human. They're more like animals, and how, even if things hypothetically get under control, These individuals cannot be assimilated into our society. There's just really no room for them. So I guess my question to you guys is, you know, if and when we take the Constitution and the government back and impose the rule of law that we've lost over the last few decades, what do we do with these people?
Pastor Manning, I appreciate your call. That's a really good question. Let me just briefly say something on proviso to move forward. You got to be careful when you start saying people aren't acting like humans. Because that's how you dehumanize people. In the Middle East, they've dehumanized women that way in many areas. And we do the Muslims a favor when we say radical Muslims. They say, oh, you mean all Muslims. Well, okay, if you want us to say that, we will. The point is the people they're bringing in are people that have overthrown the non-radical Muslim countries. Our government's behind that, and they're coming here, and they know it's not going to mix, and they know it doesn't fly, and they know it doesn't work, and they hope we then respond in a totalitarian way and get rid of our own values in a response to these people. And in that process, we get dehumanized and brought down to that level. Now, that said, you got to shut them off. You got to kick them out. But you've got to treat them kindly and nicely and not let the globalists destabilize their country to begin with. Pastor?
Sean, I down in Texas, I don't want to seem churchy or, you know, all spiritual and Pentecostal, that kind of thing. But the blood of Jesus is able. The blood of Jesus is able to wash anybody from a mindset that's incompatible with his word or the rest of humanity and bring them in and welcome them in. And that's the weapon that we will use, the blood of Jesus preaching the word of Almighty God. I know that's a little bit preachy, but that is indeed an answer.
Well, that's why the enemy does everything they can to make sure the real gospel's not taught.
Absolutely. And promoting people that are promoting this feel-good gospel has nothing to do with Jesus.
Oh, the feel-good gospel is total witchcraft, voodoo, name it and claim it. It's total CIA on record with that. The real gospel, folks, it works. It's spiritual. It's electric. It frees people. It's real. They open that door, boom, they start changing. And that's what the spirit of this world's scared of. Absolutely. The problem is they won't let us proselytize to Muslims, and under political correctness, we're not supposed to either in this country.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Yeah, we got to focus. We got to put the word of God back center and focus on that. That people would know that that's the way. And I know that Muslims are looking for a way and they're looking for an answer. That's why, you know, listen, they believe in Father Abraham, which means that their minds are open to Jesus. They just need to be taught it. And we need to demonstrate as Christians that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And once they see that in us, then they'll be able to follow suit.
Absolutely. There have even been like top psychologists and psychiatrists in big studies around the world, even with groups of people that have never been exposed to Western religion or culture, where these people are basically possessed and they're cursing Christ, and it's only Christ that's able to free these people. I mean, the world hates Christ. Out of all the religions, out of all the hype, all of it, Jesus Christ is special. There's no doubting it. And the world is coming against it. I don't mean to get all preachy today, but that's what we're doing. That's the way it is. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's up next? Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Maryland. You're on the air with Pastor Manning. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
First off, I
want Scott.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, yeah, Scott. Hey. Go ahead. We said hi.
Yeah. Hey, first off, I wanted to say, on as far as that X-Files thing, I think it would have been, I think it's less of a compliment or a subliminal, hey, keep an eye open, more to a very blatant, this is all hokey, don't pay no mind to it. My point being that they got Joel McHale playing the part of the TV, of the talk show host, and he's, you know, just, I mean, you look at him in the show, he's comical. I mean, he's a comic to start with. Second off, I wanted to say that, you know, you're speaking on the Bible and all, and if you read Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and when this happens, there's no getting away from it. I mean, when the Lord makes his mind up to do this, then it's done. And I feel personally that we're in the beginning of just what they went through. And when the same thing Israel went through when they turned their back, it's over. You will now know that I am the Lord. I'm going to punish you, and you will know now that I am the Lord. It's the same thing.
Oh, there's no doubt that even if you don't believe in God, you let corruption and evil take over, it will eat your lunch and make you a poor, poor slave. And so there's no doubt the law of history, you become decadent, you become evil, you will be destroyed, you will be brought low. Pastor Manning?
Yeah, I think that what we have to realize is that there has to be the focus that there's only one God. And once that becomes demonstrated, we, as Americans, that was the one thing that we held out to the rest of the world, and except for the Jews that demonstrated that early on. But once that becomes demonstrated, then those that are clinging to other gods and other ideas will have to step back and then want to seek this way. And so when we look at what Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the others had to do, they had to fight off disbelief in their times and in their days the same way that we have to fight it now. But the one principal way in which God worked consistently as a thread from in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, this thread is never broken by focusing on the people to whom he has chosen and blessed that they might be the example. And, you know, to say this, and as you raise this as a point, you know, God can take a person like Alex Jones and get his voice out there. And people can listen to what he said. No, he's not all preachy. He's not having you say a catechism, but he's bringing a truth. That's what people misinterpreted about Jesus. He brought a truth that they thought wasn't preachy enough, but it was a truth that set them free. And so were we to go back to the time of Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Elijah, one of those, I think we might find ourselves with some contemporaries today doing a similar kind of thing that's going to take another 300 or 400 years of history before they get paradigmed as such.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you. I mean, undoubtedly, the show is mixing real things that are happening with entertainment so that when the general public hears it, they just say, oh, that's just X-Files. But the fact that they've had to do something like this, it's another sign that Congress has a 9% approval rating, that the system knows it's in trouble, and that when people stand up, you can affect the culture. It's not just a one-way street where Madison Avenue and Hollywood dictates everything. We can take action culturally and see it starting to be mirrored there. we have power in this world as well, not just those that serve the system. Pastor Manning, thank you so much for spending an hour and 15 minutes with us today. And, of course, we'll continue to watch and listen to your shows, Atlah, A-T-L-A-H .org. Please continue the great work, and God bless you. Thank you for the time.
God bless you, Alex. Thank you for having us.
Well,
God
always, you, thank you, sir. Always, just, it feels good to have him on. I can just say, my gut feels good when I'm talking to Pastor Manning. You know how that is? You might like some people, but did a weird feeling about him. Just get a good feeling with that guy. I just love him. All right, folks, we're going to be right back on the other side of this break, and we're going to get to this Hillary contest winner, then to the rest of your phone calls, and a bunch of news.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Is your life watching mainstream television and the NFL, or is it studying the mysteries of the universe? By the way, Richard Reeves is popping in to come out in the next segment out on the campaign trail in Iowa. Went to a Bernie Sanders event of socialist mind control victims. He's been, you know, give us an update on that, joining us a little bit in the next segment. But before we do that, let's go to the winner, Hillary, a joke that isn't funny. First place, $5,000 winner. YouTube, Radio Nation 1 is the handle. And so here is the winning entry.
When I heard about the Make Fun of Hillary contest, I really got excited. Dozens of ideas flooded my consciousness. After all, Hillary is a dumpy, stiff, humorless cartoon figure with a string of outrageous lies and embarrassing gaffes that would have destroyed anyone else. What a juicy target for ridicule and parody. One of the ideas for a Hillary as the Wicked Witch of the West, with the faces of her many evil familiars grafted onto the bodies of the flying monkeys. I always found it interesting that Hillary and Billary seem to surround themselves with physically distorted, angry misanthropes such as Robert Reich, Donna Shalala, James Carville, and Madeleine Albright. The Clintons had apparently tapped into the psychology of physically repulsive people who were angry at the world with a thirst for political power to use as payback against the normals, like the Morlocks feeding on the Eloi in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Or how about that creepy Star Trek episode where a bitter, rejected girlfriend takes over Captain Kirk's body so that she can be the captain of the Enterprise, like a bitter old Hillary having to use Bill Clinton as a front and beard for her own warped ambition. How about depicting her as the revenge-driven brain that wouldn't die? That old 1950s horror schlock classic about a woman whose scientist fiancé got into an auto accident that killed her body but left her head alive thanks to his scientific acumen. Naturally, being a dismembered head in a dish of blood is a rather unpleasant experience, so the bodiless woman becomes unhinged, using her hate-driven mental powers to control a brainless body that just happens to be laying around the lab to do mayhem. I thought this the perfect metaphor for her domineering relationship with the philandering, distracted Bill Clinton as she acted as shadow president. I began to craft the video for the contest, but something kept me from exploiting the idea of a funny Hillary. Alex, you have used comedy very effectively to cut pompous leftists down to size, but Hillary is something quite different. Can we really afford to laugh at the woman who started out her career as a crooked intern during the Watergate scandal, a senior citizen robbing crooked shyster in Whitewater? The woman who presided over the massive Clinton body count in Arkansas, the theft of the FBI files that adversely influenced politics for decades, not to mention the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez, the bombing of the Serbs, the destruction of the Middle East and the Benghazi compound. Imagine using a charitable organization to pass government secrets and favors and in the process steal millions. This avaricious woman may just be the most despicable and dangerous figure in modern times. As a friend would say, she is a toxic bitch. Sorry, Alex, even at the risk of blowing 5Gs, the thought of this creature with her finger on the nuclear button as the evidence mounts that she quarterbacked the burning of the Waco church leaves me laughing until I cry.
We came, we saw, we died.
Well, Al Parker, I'm here to tell you right now that you are the winner. Great job. Radio Nation won, and I don't know Al Parker. But I can tell you right now, he'd be great, whatever city he lives in, to be one of our auxiliary reporters and file reports for us and go out and cover events. What a great radio voice. What a great writer. What a great researcher. What a great brain. I can tell you right now, a guy like that who had like a one-hour Sunday show on, say, ABC, just sitting up there reading a newspaper and making comments at a kitchen table, would have twice the ratings of Face the Nation. That's what people want, is real information, real analysis, real common sense, not a bunch of slick political hacks in fancy suits reading teleprompters so they can show off to their mommy about how far Stephanopoulos went. What a big boy he is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, it's rock and roll sing-along time with Alex Jones. My laser's trace. Everything you do, you think you private lies. Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. I'm elemental. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. I keep the country free. Talk about ahead of the time. I think that song came out, Electric Eye, in like the mid-80s. Mr. Halford really has some vision. You can't feel my stare. You don't know I'm there. All right, let's stop right there, ladies and gentlemen, with the poetry on the NSA spying. But you do not keep the country free. We've had the former director of technicals, actually ran the NSA operations against the Soviets. And no one could be spied on in the United States unless they were a foreign asset. And then they got warrants to spy on everybody else they were talking to. And they could target and shut people down like that. And, of course, that was also in the age of HUMAN. They've gotten rid of 90-plus percent of human intelligence, which then allows them to feed disinfo through the Internet, through these systems. And I'm going to talk about that more, but I love how they just sit there and deny that they're even spying on you. And then when they get caught, they go, oh, it's to keep you safe when our own government is running the Islamic radicals. I'm going to go to your phone calls after we talk to Richard, but there's a whole stack of this news here, and this is the latest at Infowars.com. Islamic murderer. Christian girls exist to, quote, pleasure Muslim men. I mean, look, this sounds like incendiary propaganda. This is what's going on. Because they're coming from Muslim countries where women are absolutely lower than dog flesh. And I just watch the weird leftists with their sycophantic, dandy love of radical Islam. And it's sick. They really are mentally ill scum. There's a new article out with top psychiatrists saying that Angela Merkel is clearly mentally ill. There's more analysis coming out on Obama's clearly insane, totally narcissistic. You've got Hillary won't tip anybody, constantly has people fired, screams at everyone. Same thing with Merkel. But then they go out and they're all sweet to the little jihadis. I mean, it's just crazy, folks. You know how somebody is by how they treat little people. I can be around somebody really cool, really famous, really nice to me, and they treat some waiter like trash for no reason, or they treat little people like scum. I will never talk to them again because that's everything I need to know about them. Now, conversely, somebody from the government or some system gets in my face, tries to treat me like scum, I'm going to get back in theirs as well. They treat me with respect, I'm going to respect them. But I tell you, we get disrespected as a country and as a people because we lay down to a lot of bull. Melissa Harris-Perry gets on TV on countless shows and says your kids belong to the state and parents aren't doing a good job. That woman should have been boycotted out of this country within a week of making an un-American, a totalitarian statement that's only acceptable in hellholes like North Korea, that trash, that dangerous bug-eyed rat who knows full well what a dirty communist is up to, Bernie Sanders. He's not a socialist. He's a dyed-the-wool, flaming dirtbag. There's no such thing as a socialist. They're all communists. And communists work for the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve on record. The criminals couldn't fully take down America, so they took our money and financed the Bolsheviks. We should be on our knees apologizing to Russia for what we did. Our ancestors allowed the globalists to send a 100,000-man army, just like they've done in Syria, of Americans into Russia, who were Russian-speaking, first-generation, second-generation immigrants, and they took that country down, and they murdered tens of millions of people, mainly Christians. And you look at sacks of trash like Hillary Clinton or Crystal or any of these neocons, they are the children and the grandchildren of the kings of the Bolsheviks. Leon Trotsky. V.I. Lenin. And I tell people this. They go, really? They go, look it up. They go, wow, I didn't know. Oh, you didn't know the people attacking Trump are the literal children and grandchildren of the Bolshevik Revolution quarterbacks. You know how much trouble we're in, people? Thank God for George Washington and the Second Amendment, because we're going to try to fix this peacefully. Let me tell you something, garbage. Listen, the poor Russians are tough, smart people, but they've been under hundreds of years of the czars and feudalism and never come out of the Dark Ages. So they didn't know what they were up against. We've got the jump on you. We know what you're up to, and we're fully aware of your garbage. Now, you thought you'd just poison us with fluoride and vaccines and stun us, and we could still take us over. You are falling. You are rotting. You are ugly. You are stupid. You are bad. You are pathetic. You will fail. We can smell your blood. You want to fight? You better believe you've got one. And as the word spreads around the world of how the paradigm really works, countries are going to line up against you. Now we go to Richard Reeves, who's on the road covering campaign 2016. Longtime political correspondent Richard Reeves. Richard, tell us exactly where you are via video Skype right now and what you notice going into the Warren of the Gollum ghoul-like servants of Hillary's beard, Hillary's fake competition to make her look less radical, Bernie Sanders.
Alex, I am in Iowa City, Iowa, and it's very exciting, though, to see. You know, you're correct about Bernie Sanders, absolutely spot on target about Bernie Sanders, but you know what? Bernie Sanders has a chance to take Hillary Clinton down in this primary election season where she can't even get the national nominee for the Democrats.
That's right. She's so unpopular. She's so unpopular in the Drudge poll. He got like 28%. She got 0.88, which is figurative for her to say Heil Hitler. That's the kind of woman she is. So I guess that's her number. But expanding on that, it's just amazing. So break it down, the numbers. You got a big guest coming in later in the week to break down the demographics, how we can defeat them and get Donald Trump in.
Well, I've been saying since early December, this is Donald Trump's election to lose. Now it's time for him to really win. I think if I were Donald Trump, I would be exposing Hillary some more about her predatory habits against women and against children, and I would also expose eugenics. I tell you what, you've been talking about it all day on today's broadcast. That is one truth that Donald Trump has not touched upon yet. Planned Parenthood is not about women's health. Planned Parenthood is about eugenics. Talk about swinging female votes. Talk about swinging minorities. That's how Donald Trump can do it. Donald Trump, I'm asking you, get out there, talk about Planned Parenthood. Talk about that it's a eugenics program. Talk about Margaret Sanger being a eugenics proponent. Talk about Hillary Clinton following up and being right in Margaret Sanger in the New World Order's pocket and pushing eugenics, whether it be fluoride and lead in the water or Planned Parenthood or all those different things you laid out earlier today in the broadcast, Alex.
Absolutely. Now, let's get into the demographics, the numbers, what we're seeing with Sanders, what you saw at the cult event. Can this cultist, more honest about his communism, defeat the larger CIA rat that is Hillary?
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about the New World Order. They've built this enemy of communism and socialism here with their liberal education system, the public schools that are a disaster, the colleges that are liberal campuses of disaster. Well, you know what? They've built themselves a new enemy because they're about to take down Hillary Clinton, their establishment candidate, their Bilderberg pick, okay? So Bernie Sanders got 2,000 people to about four or five different events yesterday in total. He's had 50,000 people turn up for him in Iowa at his events, and he had, if I remember correctly, over 2 million individual donors with an average of $27 apiece. So he's got a war chest. He's got a $54 million war chest. So that means he can go on beyond Iowa. That means he can go beyond New Hampshire. And it's not because I'm excited about seeing him win. I'm excited about seeing him take Hillary down, and let's get the witch done with.
Imagine folks walking by on the street and seeing a reporter yell and scream. That's what it's all about. Wearing our open bias to tell the truth and fight as America's being destroyed to save the country, Richard Reeves. Now, calming down a bit, Richard, as you stand out there in the misty rain, you're doing a great job. Let's go over some of the demographics. I mean, he really is beating her in most polls. They're trying to suppress that. I really expect, if he's not a total ringer, because he played nice with her for a long time until she attacked him, that, you know, he's not Obama Part Two, the heir apparent. I really think that, you know, they'll blow his airplane up, they'll kill him or something. He doesn't really have any, you know, skeletons so far that have come out. What's the intel? I mean, do you think Sanders is for real, or is he just a total shill for Hillary?
No, I think he's for real. I think he is who he is, and I got to hand it to him. He's a hard worker. He's getting these mind zombie socialist bots that the New World Order's created. He's getting them to show up his events. Normally, they would be lining up for a Harry Potter movie, but instead they're lining up for him.
You're right. Really, they are really stupid, waddling, soft, dumb morons. Sorry, go ahead.
But the good news is, look, they're awake about certain financial aspects of the New World Order. I think with Donald Trump out there, he will be able to judo that support to himself in the upcoming general election. I think he, you know, when Bernie goes by the wayside or if he wins the National Democrat nomination, I think Donald Trump wipes the floor with Bernie Sanders. But in the meantime, if Hillary goes down, we'll not shed a tear. Absolutely not. So the numbers are, oh, more encouraging, great news. A poll came out yesterday. Alex, I'm telling you, you've worked decades about this. I've worked decades about this. This is so exciting to see. They had a poll come out. Fox quoted it. I don't know which poll it was. Donald Trump, 39% in Iowa. Ted Cruz, 34% in Iowa. That's 73%. If you add up Carson, Cruz, Fiorina, Rand Paul, the other outside candidates, if you add them all up, that's got to be 80% now ready to flush incumbents down the toilet, Alex.
Absolutely. They think the Republicans can win 47 states, top analysts. They are scared to death. And I tell you, if Trump is a shill, no one will forgive him. He will have nowhere he can go if he isn't for real. But I've talked to so many people on and off air, I'll leave it at that. If Trump isn't for real, he's the greatest actor I've ever talked to, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But obviously the media is listening, and I don't care what the enemies know. You know, but the point is, Trump, there's a stack of articles today saying, Trump, X-Files, Alex Jones, he's a nut. You know, he's this and that. You know, they're really getting it. But the point is, Trump's smart enough to want the Patriot base. That's the base. That's the winning team. You know, it's much bigger than the, you know, 13% black vote that puts the Democrats in every time. So that's the third rail, is the original Americana Patriots of every race, color, and creed. Trump knows that. But, man, I'm telling you, all the money they're putting against him, they're not doing that for show. Okay, and they're not talking about that in the media. So that shows he's real for whatever reason. They do not want him in. So this is an epic battle. All these people want to watch NFL football all day. Hey, forget that. This is the true blood sport. This is the true gladiatorial event right here, but it's for real marbles.
That's right, Alex. Think about this. If you were Donald Trump, you're at a point in your life, you're at a point on this planet where you can be the biggest modern-day Benedict Arnold in history, or you can be the biggest George Washington in modern-day history. What choice would you make, Alex? It's a simple choice. You got to be the George Washington. You got to choose George Washington. So Donald
That's
Trump,
right. We choose God George Washington.
That's right. And I think Donald Trump's going to choose it. Listen, if I were Donald Trump, I'd tell you exactly what I'd do right now to win this race. Number one, I would reach across the aisle to Ted Cruz right now, and I would say, look, Ted Cruz, you have been hated in Washington, but you know what? That is a badge of honor. I love you for it, brother. I understand why you took out a loan at Goldman Sachs. I understand why you did a Citibank loan, because if you hadn't have done that, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, Texas, would be the senator right now.
And he's a really bad guy.
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Dewhurst.
That's right, really bad news. So I forgive Ted Cruz for that. And if, on top of that, it was a loan. It wasn't big speaking fees like Hillary Clinton had from Goldman Sachs. $600,000.
Well, let's expand on that. Yeah, I mean, you take a loan wherever you can. The point is, let's expand on all that. It's the biggest bank out there. We're supposed to get the loan. The point is that Cruz, I think, overall is for real. He's voted good, but he's smarter politically, I think, than Rand Paul. And I'm not knocking Rand Paul, but what is he doing attacking Trump viciously? That's going to make him go down in the polls. Where are they coming up with this?
Well, you know, we've had Rand Paul red flags for a few years now, and I want to love Rand Paul, and I still love Rand Paul. That's just like we want to love Glenn Beck. But you know what? The red flags have come out right in the middle of the Texas State Convention in 2012 when your dad is still running for president. You came out and endorsed Mitt Romney in the middle of the Texas State Convention where your dad is speaking. You know, and now he's doing this, you know, acting like an establishment party hack. You know what, Rand Paul, here's the thing. Like Alex said earlier, why aren't you attacking Obama? Why aren't you talking about the fact that 80% of the people might vote out their incumbents today? You know what? If we vote out all these sorry incumbents, and if we vote in some great House members, brand new House members, brand new Senate members, shake the tree, shake the Washington tree, then you know what? We can withstand a bad
president. I've forgotten how he didn't endorse his dad. Well, why do you think he called up and wanted to come on the show 2 weeks ago? Because I want to be friends with the Senator Paul. I want him to win his Kentucky seat, but he's acting so establishment now, he could lose that.
We need all the friends in the Senate we can get. We need all the friends in the House we can get. Why he's doing that is just beyond comprehension. He obviously is not listening to this show. I don't know who he's listening to. Rand Paul, whoever it is you've been listening to, Alex has said it, turn them off. Fire them. Get them out the door. You know, you need to be like Donald Trump right here and say you're fired to probably about half your staff.
Well, Rand's out of it right now, so it doesn't really even matter. I just, whatever. I mean, the truth's the truth, and, you know, it is what it is, and all I know is he's been betting on Trump falling, and it didn't happen, and we need him in the Senate. He helped beat the gun grab bills. Rand Paul's a great guy. He is good. He's done good work. And Richard, we're going to continue to track this with you out there as we accelerate towards 7 days till the key caucuses. We will talk to you again very, very soon.
Let me say a couple more things real quick. Donald Trump, I'm going to be at two of your events tomorrow. I've got two pocket constitutions for you. I've got two pocket constitutions. You need to show this constitution. You've got to talk about the constitution. You want to win this race, make friends with Ted Cruz, not after the Iowa caucus. Make friends with Ted Cruz right now. Tell him you're going to put him in as attorney general, or you're going to make him the VP if you can get the.
I know you're excited, Richard. You're doing a great job. Don't scare him, though, when you get up to Trump. Just say, we're with InfoWars. Thank you for supporting the Constitution. You know, please talk about it more because they're claiming, you know, you want to run over it. And I would also bring up, you know, maybe how sick Hillary looks, see what he says about that. But great job, Richard Reeves.
All right, Alex. Thanks very much. And appreciate you InfoWarriors out there doing business with InfoWars Store and putting the word out about InfoWars.com. We are in an epic battle, and we are on the verge of making giant changes and going to victory.
I love Richard Reeves. He's like that in person when he gets excited. We'll be back with some of your phone calls, and then we got Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson coming up.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We will not be forgotten.
I'm doing this little segment in 5 more minutes, and then Leanne McAdoo is coming in, and she's going to be covering Ron Paul's dire warning for America. Congress is writing the president a blank check for war, the most unprecedented ever. That's what I've been covering since last Friday. Ron Paul gets it. Thank God. Stephen Hawking warns humanity, leave Earth before the ruling class destroys it. X-Files review, Flint update, she got back. Jakari Jackson, Michael Zimmerman, Joe Biggs, and more. Jam-packed fourth hour today. Some stations are now starting to pick it up. We appreciate that. And if not, Infowars.com/show. We brought back the fourth hour. They're going to play a bunch of clips from the X-Files opening episode. Another one airs tonight, had record ratings, as reported by Variety. But looking at this, it was smattered with lots of little short clips of the O'Malley character that's based on InfoWars. I mean, the same studio, everything. It's crazy. Same setup. I mean, it's amazing. And he little comments like, they're coming for your guns, martial law. I mean, directly out of this show. Here it is.
So if you own a registered firearm, you will actually be targeted as an enemy by your own government in the likely imposition of martial law.
And there you go, from that studio to this one, which is they've done everywhere else. They register, then they confiscate. And it's just smattered throughout the whole thing. There's some big clips coming up. I want to go to a few calls in this segment, the next. Briefly, Deep Cleanse has been sold out for several months. It's got a whole bunch of key compounds. Fastest selling product in InfoWars life history. We just can't keep it in, though. And we keep selling out of it. Instead of buying 5, 6, or 7 different cleansing products, we used decades of scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Deep Cleanse combines the power of concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, and many other cleansing ingredients. Secure your Deep Cleanse today at InfoWarsLive.com. And we have free shipping on every order above $50. That is now being put in perpetuity. Get Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, 15% off, and Super Male Vitality, 15% off. We're sending that till Wednesday. Win some new specials. Start. We also have free shipping on the new Pro Max shower filter that is better than anything else we've ever found out there. It's so important for you and your family, and it supports the broadcast. I mean, if you're not filtering the water in your shower or your bath, you're nuts. You are crazy. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, who has been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Craig and then Mike and others. Go ahead, Craig. You're on the air from Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, just to let you know, Congress is trying to pass this resolution, 569, condemning violence and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims in the United States. It already has over 100 co-sponsors.
You were aware of that. I was unaware of that. I've heard people on the news saying ban people that criticize, the precious Muslims. But I wasn't aware they had a resolution, which this just softens us up to then have laws like Europe where they arrest you if you criticize your daughter being raped, literally. There it is, HRES 569, condemning violence, bigotry, and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims in the United States. And that is in the House Judiciary, brought forward by, who's that brought forward by? Who's the sponsor of that? A whole bunch of people. I'll have to read that for myself. What does it say?
Just a resolution, and it's basically a blatant attack on the First Amendment. This is a simple resolution in the United States Congress. It's just basically making hateful speech illegal.
Well, they're always trying to pass those hate speech laws where if something hurts someone's feelings, you can be arrested. Facebook says in their new rules, disagreeing with someone is grounds for hate, and you can be banned. People say, well, why are you on Facebook? Well, I mean, while it's there, while the getting's good, we're going to go into the enemy operation and fight 360. We're completely surrounded. The Marine Corps general said, good. They can attack in all directions. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to target our howitzers. We just fire in all directions. You can't miss. Just start firing, folks, in the info war.